This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Argentina on the third leg of his five-nation tour that aims to reinforce India's engagements with Global South. He will hold delegation-level talks this evening to further strengthen the strategic partnership and open new avenues of cooperation between the two countries. More from our correspondent covering the visit of the Prime Minister.
The official engagements for Prime Minister begin at the statue of General José de San Martín, where the Prime Minister will pay his respects to Argentina's revered freedom fighter and national hero, who was a key leader in South America's independence, liberating Argentina, Chile and Peru from Spanish rule. Prime Minister will then be accorded a ceremonial welcome. He will hold the delegation talks, followed by a lunch hosted by President Milei for him. The discussions are expected to focus on cooperation in critical minerals and energy security.
Manish Shiva, Akashvani News, Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the BRICS summit at Rio de Janeiro in Brazil tomorrow and Monday. It will be the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brazil in nearly six decades. During his visit, Mr. Modi will hold talks with Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva along with several other global leaders on the sidelines of the summit. The World Bank has placed India among the world's most equal societies. According to the World Bank, India's Gini index stands at 25.5, making it the fourth most equal country in the world after the Slovak Republic, Slovenia and Belarus. The Gini index is a simple yet powerful way to understand how income, wealth or consumption is equally distributed across households or individuals in a country. India's policies are strategically structured to transform the nation from a $4 trillion economy to a $32 trillion economy by 2047, said Mr. Piyush Goyal, Minister of Commerce and Industry. Speaking at IIT Madras Sangam 2025 Global Innovation and Alumni Summit held in Bengaluru today, he said forward-looking policies of the government have already positioned India as the fifth largest economy in the world and the country is poised to become the third largest by 2028. The United States Department of Justice has informed Indian authorities that Nihal Modi, brother of fugitive economic offender Nirav Modi, was arrested by U.S. authorities yesterday. The arrest has been made following an extradition request jointly submitted by the Enforcement Directorate and the Central Bureau of Investigation. Nihal Modi is wanted in India in connection with the multi-billion-dollar Punjab National Bank fraud case, one of the largest banking scams in the country's history. Investigations by the ED and CBI have revealed that Nihal Modi played a key role in laundering proceeds of crime on behalf of Nirav Modi, who is also facing extradition from the UK. In Jammu and Kashmir, the last vehicle of the Pehelgam convoy of Amarnath Yatra lost control and collided with stranded vehicles, damaging four vehicles and causing minor injuries to 36 Yatris at Chandrakot Langar site in Ramban. After treatment, the Yatris were moved to other vehicles to continue their journey safely. Following the accident, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha directed the concerned officials to implement comprehensive safety measures for vehicles of pilgrims undertaking the Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra. In cricket, India were 248 for 4 against host England at lunch in their second innings on day 4 of the second test match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Edgbaston Cricket Stadium in Birmingham. India lead by 428 runs. In the first innings, England scored 407 in response to the visitors' score of 587 runs. In squash, India's Anahat Singh clinched the Asian Under-19 Squash Championship title with a dominant 3-0 victory over Hong Kong China's Chung TC in the final. She won in straight games with scores of 11-7, 11-2, 11-8 to secure the gold medal in Gimcheon in South Korea today. At the 2025 Para Archery Asian Championships in Beijing, Indian para archers clinched two golds today, taking total medal tally to 7. And that is the end of this news bulletin.